From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. World leaders and environmental groups are expressing their disappointment with President Trump's decision to withdraw from the landmark Paris Climate Accord, the global effort to deal with the effects of climate change. The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy, in a highly unusual move, issued a joint statement expressing regret at the decision. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull also weighed in on Trump's actions.
The president's announcement is not a surprise. It was a very core campaign commitment of his. It is disappointing. We would prefer the United States to remain part of the agreement. We are committed to the Paris Agreement. We are on track to meet our 2030 targets of a reduction in emissions by 26% to 28% from 2005 levels. And I should say we are doing well.
Trump said the United States was getting out of the accord because it costs millions of U.S. jobs with its restrictions. He described the pact as very unfair to the United States and beneficial to other major polluters like China and India. China is the world's biggest polluter, followed by the United States. The United States is imposing new sanctions against 9 companies and 3 individuals suspected of having connections to North Korea's missile program. The U.S. Treasury Department said the measure taken Thursday will block the individuals and companies, including 2 Russian firms, from doing business with the U.S. nationals and will freeze any assets they hold here in the United States. The move comes as the U.S. has struggled to contain North Korea's nuclear and missile programs, and after the country launched 2 ballistic missiles last week. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. American